It's difficult to continually move forward every day if you don't have something pulling you forward, if you don't have a reason. That's why we need to set goals. Now, I know you've heard about goal setting before. It's played out. They always talk about it in every self-development book and every self-help course. But it's true. There's power in goals. I need reasons. I need something telling me, hey, you have to move forward. Otherwise, this opportunity, this great emotional achievement that you could have, it's going to disappear if you're not in your best form. So when it comes to soccer, we need goals. When it comes to life, we need goals. They force us to become better. And as we talked about in the Mentality Secrets module, you will be your happiest when you're growing. You'll feel your best when you're out there chasing goals and achieving them. That's when you're going to find true happiness. That's the key to life. It's constantly growing, and we need a reason to grow. So that's why we're setting some goals. So let's talk about a goal setting strategy that you're going to use throughout this course. You have to set goals if you're going to do this training program with me. So we're going to talk about exactly what type of goals you're going to set, how you're going to use them to your advantage. So obviously, there's tons of goal setting systems. I don't know if there's tons. The main one is SMART, specific. You've heard the acronym before, right? I'm not going to write it down because I don't really use it. SMART, measurable, achievable, realistic, timed. So these are all good things to put on a goal. Put a time frame on it. Make sure it is achievable and realistic. Is it measurable? Do you know if you achieved it or not? Or is it like, I want to be good at soccer? How can you determine if you're good at soccer? Is it measurable and specific? So very specific, measurable, kind of same, achievable, realistic, kind of same. Put a time frame on it. When are you going to achieve that? My main criteria, my only real criteria when setting a goal is, does it require you to grow? So what I mean by that is, if I set a goal, let's say I want to be the top goal scorer in the league. Let me say I want to score 5 goals in the league. But the last 3 years, I've scored 5 goals in the league. Is that forcing me to grow, or can I still achieve that goal remaining the player that I am today? I can still achieve it remaining the player I am. So that's not a real goal to me. That's just a norm. That's what you do. A goal has to get you outside of yourself. A goal has to make you say, hey, I have to become a better player. Otherwise, I will not be able to achieve this. That's a real goal. So does it require you to grow? Long-term goals and short-term goals. So your long-term goal should be like your vision for yourself. What do you want to achieve? Who do you want to be in the long run? So right now you might be 12 years old, you might be 16, you might be 18. What's the big goal? Do you want to become a professional? Do you want to play at the college level? Do you just want to be the best player in your city? Do you want to have a YouTube channel and inspire players all around the world? Do you want to be a role model for young kids? Do you want to inspire your own kids? Like, what's your long-term goal? It could be a vision about yourself. And it doesn't really have to be something that is very measurable. It can be more of the vision, like what player do you want to become? Who do you want to be? When your career is done, what do you want people to say about you? What do you want to see that you did for the game? So that one, it can be fairly vague. It's more of a vision of who you are. That's how I would go about that. These short-term goals, they're going to be very specific. But you need to determine, what's your long-term goal? What's the long-term vision? Why are you doing this? Yeah, you love the game, but what do you want to achieve at the end of the day? Do you want to be a pro? Do you want to play college? Do you want to make a certain team? Like, that's the biggest goal. You want to play for the best team in your city? If that's it, then that's fine, but that's your vision. For me, I just want to dominate in my own town, in my own city until I'm like 40. I want to be like 40 years old and I want to be destroying 15-year-olds. Right now I'm 30 and I'm doing it, so I can go another 10 years. Honestly, with nutrition and recovery and mentality and these training methods that I'm sharing with you, I'm confident I can do that. Obviously, my training systems are always evolving, so as I get older, they will change. There's no denying that. I'm constantly growing, which will make me happy. So that's kind of my long-term goal. And then also I would say I want to be the most influential amateur player in the world, meaning I influence the most players around the world to become better, to achieve more in life or soccer. So I want to have a big impact on players all around the world. That's my long-term vision. Yours will be different because you're living a different life, you're a different person. But we're going to talk about short-term goals because this is really where the gold is. This is where the value is. This is the motivation. This is what's going to keep you moving forward day by day, week by week, month by month to get closer to this. So two types of goals, long-term, short-term. So short-term goals are things that are right here, right now, this season. What can you achieve? Can you win a tournament? Can you win the league? Can you get the goal scoring title? Can you win a certain amount of games? Can you keep a certain amount of clean sheets? Can you win a personal award? Is there a tryout for a team? Are you playing a game against your old team or your old coach and you really want to impress? They can be little goals like that. Like what's, you have to think about what is available to me right now, write it down. If that's going to force you to grow, if that's going to force you to work to become better, then that is a short-term goal and you can use that to your advantage. I want you to set as many of these as you can. You're going to set them. But just right now, we're just understanding the difference between the two. Short-term goals are right now. The power in short-term goals is if you have a goal that's this week, you're going to be very motivated and you're going to be working to get in your best form possible because you want to achieve that goal. You know it's only a few days away. If you slack off, if you're lazy with your training, if you're poor with your nutrition, if you don't live the right lifestyle and get enough sleep, it's going to affect your ability to achieve that goal. You're going to fail. You're not going to be able to have that. And that opportunity may be gone forever. So do you want that to slip away, or are you going to get in your best form, give your best preparation possible so you can achieve that goal, you can cross that off your list, you can feel all those amazing emotions that come with personal achievement, and you can have that. You can have that. You can have all those short-term goals. You can have those on a weekly basis if you want. Okay, so that's the value in short-term goals. Long-term goals are great, but let's say my goal is I want to become a professional, or I want to play for the pro team in my city. That might, your opportunity to actually like get that tryout or find the agent and you get that opportunity, that may only be like, or that may be 10 years away from now. It may be 5 years away from now. So it's difficult to stay motivated and keep grinding every day, keep working, keep improving yourself every day when that is so far in the distance. Because you could take months off, you could take years off and still say, oh yeah, that's my goal, I want to achieve that. But you've been wasting days. You've been decreasing the chance of achieving that because you haven't been working towards getting better, growing, getting into your top form week after week after week after week. That's why you need the short-term goals. So goals are great, long-term, short-term, but you need a connection to those goals. You need a reason why. Why do I want to achieve those goals? Because it's one thing to write a goal down on a piece of paper, but that's just talk, really. What's your real connection to it? Why do you have to achieve that? Why do you want to achieve that? So there's a lot of things that you can think about when it comes to connection. You can think about positive motivators. So let's say your goal was just to win a game. That can be a goal, to win the game on Saturday. I want to do everything I possibly can. I'm going to get myself into the best form because I want to win the game on Saturday. But why? Why do you want to win? What's that going to do for you? It's going to feel so, like you can put it on an emotional level. You can get connection on an emotional level. It's going to feel amazing when we beat our rivals. Those guys have beaten us 3 times in a row. The other guy on the team was talking trash to me. I can't wait to beat them. It's going to feel so good to conquer them. We haven't beat them in a while. It's going to feel amazing. It's going to feel amazing when I score a goal and my team hugs me and lifts me up on my shoulders and my coach praises me and my parents say, wow, what a great job you did. Those things feel good. So feel those emotions, get connection. And then when you're training throughout the week, you're thinking about that short-term goal that's coming up, you remind yourself of those emotions. And that's your connection. That's what forces you to do another set, to push a little harder, to be disciplined with your nutrition, to get to bed early, to do all these positive things that are gonna set you up to succeed. You need connection. So it can be positive things like that. It can be positive things like, hey, I'm gonna get the MVP of the team and I'll have a great picture. I can put it on my resume, which is going to help me get more recognition from college scouts. So you have to think about, why do I want to achieve these short-term goals? It can be negative emotions, like pushing you away from that stuff. It can be like, I don't want to be laughed at again. Last time we played these guys, or last time we were in this tournament, we lost in the final. I missed a penalty shot and I felt horrible. I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to experience that pain again. So pain, you can run away from pain. You can push yourself away from pain by training harder, preparing properly so you succeed, so you don't fail and experience that pain again. So that can be a negative connection to failing in that situation. But you need to think about, and you can go into crazy depth, or if you have enough connection with a few things that really get you going and say, I'm not going to let this slip away. I'm not going to fail in that situation. I'm going to do everything I can to succeed. Then you're good. Okay, so connection to that. Then you can think on a deeper level, your why. So let me write that here. This is going to bother me. Clean that H up. Why? Okay, why on a deeper level? You've heard that term. What's your why? What's your why? What's your main reason? And this may tie into this long-term one here, but like on a deeper level, why do you really want to do this? Who are you doing this for? For me, I'm doing this for my kids. I got two kids, and when they come and look at all my YouTube videos when they're older, they see me playing in the games. They hear about everything I've achieved. They see all my medals and trophies. I want that to inspire them. So that's my why. So every time I play a game, I'm not playing for myself. I'm playing for my kids. Every time I play a game, I'm not playing for myself. I'm playing for you. I'm playing for all my subscribers, 400,000 subscribers. I'm playing for every kid who's watched a video and he got inspired because I told him you can become better. You can do this. And someone in the past told him he couldn't. And I changed his mindset and he went on to be successful. Maybe he went on to be successful in soccer or he went on to be successful in life. But I inspired him in some way. So I'm doing all of this for him. I'm winning that goal scoring title for him. I'm winning that trophy, that tournament, that game. I'm dominating my local league. I'm playing well in every match that I possibly can. I'm working hard in practice. I'm doing these sets and these reps and these drills with quality. I'm doing it for him. I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for myself, for my own legacy at the end of my career, because I won't be able to play forever. I'll try to play as long as possible, but one day I won't be playing anymore. So I want to look back and say, you know what? You did everything you did. You did an exceptionally great job. No regrets. You put your heart into that. This is the why right now. Okay, so it's connection. It's connection to your goals. It's one thing to write them down on a piece of paper. It's a completely different thing to care about that, to want that so bad that if you don't get it, it makes you want to cry. And if you do get it, it makes you scream with joy. So I want you to think about those things. How can you get connection to your short-term and long-term goals? Do they require you to grow? That's it. Ask yourself, can I achieve this or is this goal too easy? Do I need to make it harder? Do your goals scare you a little bit? A couple quotes, if I can figure or get them out of my head. If your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough. If other people are not laughing at your goals, they're not big enough. So think about those things. If someone's ever doubted you, you said you wanted to achieve this, and they said, you're never going to do that. That's not possible. That's a good goal. That's a good goal to have. If you have a goal and you're like, wow, like I want that, but whew, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. First of all, you got to reframe it with your positive self-talk. I can do that. I can find a way. But that's indication that that's a good goal. That's something that's really going to challenge you. And the great thing is, the real thing is, you have to understand that you set all these goals and you go after them. But whether you achieve them or you don't, you fail or you succeed on those goals, that's not important. Because what's important is who you become in pursuit of your goals. So you set these goals, you set this long-term goal, you grinded short-term, you accomplished some, you didn't accomplish others. Maybe you accomplish this at the end of the day, maybe you don't. But guess what? Because you put in all this effort to get to that level, you became a completely different person, as opposed to someone who didn't set goals. They weren't forcing themselves to grow, to achieve something. They stayed the same for 25 years, for 50 years, for 70 years, and they're the same person. Okay, who's better off? This person never took a risk. They didn't have a goal, so they didn't fail. You went through all of this stuff. You succeeded a lot, and you failed some. In the end, maybe you failed on your long-term goal. But are you better off than this person who's exactly the same? Yes, you're a completely different person. All of these pursuit of these goals turned you into someone that you really wanted to be. So that's the real depth, and that's the real value behind goal setting. It's not achieving the goals, it's who you become when you're trying to achieve those goals. So think about that, some deep stuff for you. Okay, so how are you going to do this? How are we going to put this into action? So number one, set goals. So set a long-term goal for yourself. It could be a vision. It could be a long-term measurable goal, like becoming a pro or playing at the college level. It can be just like a vision, like who you want to be for your city, for your people. What's your legacy as a soccer player? Something like that. Something that inspires you. someone that you want to be, and then I want you to set as many short-term goals as possible. So some people say, if you have too many goals, you can't focus, but realistically, you're going to have one goal after another. It's going to be this week, it's this thing. Next week, you have these two goals. Next month, you have one goal. So there's always something that's forcing you to get into top form. So I want you to look at, your schedule, your season. What's in front of you? Are there tryouts that you can go to for higher level teams? Are there tournaments that you can go and win? Are there tournaments that you can put a team in and set up and go and play with your friends or go and put a team together and try to win that tournament? Are there some games? What's the league like for your team? Can you win that league? Are there tournaments with your team in that league? What about your personal statistics? How many goals are you going to score? How many assists are you going to make? How many clean sheets if you're a keeper or defender? What else? We talked about tryouts, tournaments, individual awards. Are there awards that you can win? Can you become an All-Canadian or an All-American? Can you get onto the first team All-Star, second team All-Star? Can you win the MVP, the most improved player? What is available to you? What can you win? Try to win everything that you possibly can. Try to succeed as many times as you can. Set all these short-term goals. This is your motivation right here. So this is when you're doing the training program and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take today off. And then you think about, well, I set all these goals and I want them really bad and I don't want to fail because I don't want to feel all these negative things. That's your motivation. That's how you're going to self-motivate. That's how you're going to keep yourself going forward. It's easy to be motivated when you have good goals and you have immediate short-term goals that are there. If you're not in form, they're not going to happen. You're going to lose them. So you can either accept that, hey, I'm going to fail in this situation. I'm going to lose this because I'm not preparing properly. Or you say, you know what? This is here. I want this. I'm going to go after it. I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to do everything I possibly can. So set those goals, long-term, short-term, as many as you can. And then you have to review daily because we set goals. And then if we don't review it, if we're not constantly thinking about it and looking at it, that's the value of short-term goals. But if we're not reviewing them and reminding ourselves that, wow, I said I want to do this, or this is coming up very quickly, this opportunity is only a few days away, a week away, a month away, then it's going to be fresh in my mind and then I'm going to stay motivated, okay? But if you write, a lot of us will set goals. You went through the process, maybe in school, maybe in work, maybe you took a course, you set some goals, you put on a piece of paper and you never looked at it ever again. And then you stumbled upon it a couple months later and you're like, wow, I said I was going to do all these things and I'm in the exact same spot. So don't let that happen. Review your goals daily. Put them on your phone, put them on a piece of paper, put them in your bathroom mirror, on your fridge, put it on your calendar. Set those goals, review daily. This is your motivation. This is what's going to keep you going forward. So this is the power of goal setting. Now, whether you choose to use it is one thing, but if you're going to do this training program, I want you to go through this process, take the time, set up a vision for yourself, identify all the short-term goals that are available to you, get some connection to them. Why? What are your on the surface whys and what are your deeper whys that you have to achieve these things? Set those goals, then review them daily. Force yourself to grow in order to achieve them. Use this to your advantage. This is going to multiply your results while using this training program.